Yeah, yeah. You know, we weren't really sure if the money would come in, but man, did our community and our friends and family, our church, just pour the love out, pour the funds in, and make it really happen quickly. Hmm. Yeah.
So with all the troubled spots in the world, thank goodness you had something on your heart since 8 years old. And so was it the place that you went in Kenya, was that the place that's always been on your heart, like you say, or did you have to do a little research to find out where you wanted to go, actually?
So because Jessie had done missions before, she's a part of a group called YWAM, Youth with a Missions. She had connections who had connections in Kenya, and God really just aligned it all up, opened all the doors, and Kenya was where we were meant to be.
Okay, and how does Kenya compare to Wisconsin, if you want to make the two comparisons? No comparison at all, huh?
Not too many comparisons. Okay. I mean, their winter is our summer.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the heart of the people are about the same. They're so kind and generous and loving. And
so the geography is different, I would assume. Is it more like a desert kind of area there?
Absolutely. Okay, dirty feet every night.
Okay, dirty feet every night. But bottom line, people are people no matter where you go.
Yep.
They have families. They want those parents want their kids to grow up happy and healthy and go on to have kids of their own to be happy and healthy. So they want the same things we want. Someplace to live that's got a roof over the head and clean drinking water.
Absolutely.
That's something we take an awful lot for granted. I'm going to be standing with a hose pouring it out on the dirt here today. And after talking to you now today, I'm going to be thinking about every drop that comes out of that hose, that there are people in the world that don't have a drop of this to drink fresh. They're going and drinking out of some nasty old puddle somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something we take for granted every day. You know, the buildings we go to, the schools, our homes all have clean water, and there it's just not accessible that way.
So besides yourself, who all went on the trip to Kenya?
So there were 9 women. There were, 3 mother-daughter groups, Sarah Miller, Sadie Miller, Adelaide Getty, Colleen and Ellery Rathbun, and myself, and Jesse Mueller, and Wendy Krieger.
Okay. And why just you 9 women? Did everybody have a chance, and you were the 9 that stepped up? How were you all chosen?
So there was a bigger group that initially wanted to join, and we were all just praying that God would align the right people.
Okay.
And it kind of got narrowed down to us 9 girls, and it was an amazing
So from group. Tomahawk, where was the next stop?
So Tomahawk to Germany,
okay,
and Germany to Kenya. So 2 9-hour flights.
Ooh, boy, yeah, that's a long time on an airplane. Yeah. I bet you were very glad to hit the ground in Africa.
Absolutely.
So what was that like, stepping off of the plane in Africa? What was the first thing that you saw in your eyes? I'm not sure what kind of an airport you were at, but what was the first impression as soon as you walked off that plane or out of the airport?
Well, I was thankful to be on the ground Kenya.
Yeah.
The airport was a you could just see that the poverty was even in the airport.
Oh, really?
And but the welcome we got, we worked with local churches, and the church came to pick us up, and they welcomed us with songs and roses and just so much love and so much generosity. And it was a good welcome.
You had a nice welcome at the airport, and then you were whisked away to the place where you were going. So where did you actually go from the airport?
So we stayed about an hour outside of Nairobi in Thika. We stayed, our group met up with another group from Pennsylvania and Maryland. So there was 21 of us total. Part of the group stayed at a host house, and our group stayed in a hotel.
Okay. How about the food once you got there? What was that like?
The food was really clean. And we ate a lot of rice and vegetables and chicken, a lot of the same. So for us who like tacos and Vietnamese food, it wasn't that. But it was always very clean and very delicious.
Okay. And different kind of spices?
It was
that we're used to here?
It was pretty. They made it pretty easy for the Caucasian girls.
Okay.
But, you know, there was a couple of us that liked to add some chili pepper and stuff on the food.
I had a chance to try African food once at a big fair, and there was a whole line of different continents of food was offered, and I just hung out in the African food area, and it was just absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it was really good, and everywhere we went, they were super generous. They definitely wanted to offer us food everywhere. It was like they had so little but offered so much.
I was just going to say, here are people that you're there to help, and they're offering you everything that they have.
Yeah, we definitely had the feeling like we are going to serve, but we received so much love and so much from that trip.
Tell us about the ARC Children's Home that you spent a lot of time at.
So the ARC Children's Home was one of my favorite parts. There was actually a little girl there that I wanted to bring home. I sent pictures to my husband, and he was like, I don't think so. But in Kenya, they don't do international adoption anymore because of all the heartbreaking and scandalous things that have happened to the kids over the years. And so the ARC Home, a lot of the kids are taken off the streets, off of abusive kind of situations, and they're cared for, they're educated, they're loved dearly, and they try to reunite them with some sort of family, but they don't have foster systems over there, so they...
No. So these kids are there until they turn out to be an adult, or an...
Yep, and actually they're one of their visions is just to make them, you know, good citizens, working citizens, and they want to educate them. They want them to go to college, and they are not just one more kid. They really, truly love them and want the best for them.
Like we all do for kids.
Yeah.
Gosh, my heart's starting to break here as we're talking, because I think after I ask this next question, my heart's going to break even more. What are some of the things that you saw those kids going without?
So they have a lot of needs. We kind of picked the well because that is very much a daily need.
But a water well.
A water well. They have a perimeter wall to keep out, you know, predators and people and thieves. And they're trying to raise enough money to finish the perimeter wall. Over there, they burn wood, but it's not like the Northwoods where they have a ton of wood to burn.
Right.
And so they need a biogas system so that it's a little bit more effective. They need a school bus to get the kids to school, a solar system to help kind of eliminate some of their costs of electricity. And they have 37 kids there right now, with an additional 3 in college. And so they've got costs of education and all that.
So just all the kind of things that anybody would expect and take for granted for everyday life. Nothing extravagant, just to get through from today to tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that they're working on is they have an outside kitchen, and, you know, it works, but they're hoping to raise enough money to build a building with an inside kitchen and a place for the kids to eat. Currently, they just sit on a chair with their food in their lap. If they have any homework, they're either sitting on the ground, writing on their chair, but there's no tables. There's no kind of place to eat their food and do those things.
The other thing that breaks my heart is this is just one of probably many, many, many other institutions like that that exist there that probably have all the same needs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this kind of stuck out to me. I often feel like kind of just overwhelmed with the world and all the needs. And this was a realistic way that, you know, we could make
That's a long
difference.
Line of people these days, by the way, Kayla. That's
absolutely.
A long line of people these
absolutely.
Days. That's for sure. So there's going to be a relationship between the ARC in Kenya and the ROC here in Tomahawk.
Yes.
I would assume that relationship is now solid and it's going to be maintained and getting better every day.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, how can the rest of us here in the area help out with your mission to help make these kids' lives better every day?
So we are doing a fundraiser tomorrow night at the ROC Church from 6 to 8.
Okay.
We are going to feed everybody an authentic Kenyan meal. We have friends from Pennsylvania actually flying in this morning so that they help us you know, make everything authentic and support us. But we're going to kind of talk about a couple of the testimonies from the ARC and... share a video, a couple videos. The kids sang a song to us about their blessings of having a roof over their head and food in their nice. Belly. So we'll show that.
You know, we can get, that's something else we take for granted. We can get a fish fry any Friday night up here in the Northwoods, and there are a myriad of places we can go to get that. But where else are you going to go get authentic Kenyan food and authentic African food here in Tamale?
Absolutely.
Gosh, yeah. You know what? I'm not even sure what I've got going on tomorrow night, but I'd definitely forego a fish fry to come and get some good African food, because like I say, my one experience with it was fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be delicious. Samuel and Gladys will make sure of that.
So what are the parameters of the meal and the get-together at The Rock tomorrow night?
So we, as a missions team, are providing the meal, and all the donations that come in are going directly to the ARC. We okay. have an account set up, and there's actually flyers in downtown and a lot of the shops that have a QR code. So if you can't make the fundraiser, you can at least go and scan the QR code and make a difference in some kids' lives.
And if people want to follow up on this and maybe learn a little bit more and step up and do some extra stuff beyond coming out and just throwing a couple of bucks in the kitty tomorrow night, what are some other ways people can help with The Rock Church's efforts here?
So we are going to be doing fundraisers going forward okay. for the ARC. I'm hoping to go back. My heart, there was a piece of my heart that was absolutely left there. And definitely want to see those kids again, but we'll be having fundraisers coming up, so you could always join us for any of those. Also, the ARC has a Facebook page that is, if you go on the ROCK Facebook page, there'll be links to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you go to Facebook, then / The Rock Church, is
yep.
that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that'll get you there, and then from there you can go beyond that.
Yes.
Excellent. Kayla, anything else we need to know before I let you go here this morning? I have a lot more questions. So my first thing is, anytime you want some help getting the word out, please come back and let us know, okay?
I will, for sure.
I've got so much other stuff I want to talk to you about here, but for right now, I got to let you go. So how do you want to leave us today, Kayla?
Well, you can always pray, too.
Yeah.
If you can't give, you can pray, because our prayers make a difference, and yeah.
Tomorrow night, Rock Church, what are the hours again?
6 to 8.
6 until 8. Get some good to eat, hear some good stories, and be around a whole bunch of good folks. Kayla, I hope the place is packed out there tomorrow night.
Me too.
And I hope you make thousands and millions of dollars for these kids that all they want to do is grow up and be happy.
Yeah.
Just like everybody over here. Kayla, thanks for being here and telling us this story, and don't be a stranger, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate that a whole bunch.